I knew it was Mike today. I find it hard to stand still, so you'll just have to bear with me for a longer. From the mic. What I'd like us to think about this morning a little bit is dwelling in God's house, what it actually means to live in His presence. I'm going to use two scriptures which probably most people will have heard at some time before. First of all, have you ever met anybody famous? Has anybody in here ever met anybody that is famous, but you class as sort of famous? Well, and then who you met?
No.
Me? Oh, yeah.
Somebody else. Tommy Steele.
Tommy Steele, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Famous person in his time. Anybody else met anybody famous?
Yeah. I once met a famous guitar called Phil Keaggy. Not if you can tell, you probably don't know him, but. Phil Keaggy.
Anybody else met any famous people?
I can tell you what I think of now. No one knowing TJ, that's all Tower.
Yeah.
When I met him, and then I did.
And gave him a floppy kiss.
I did.
You've seen the Queen, have you? Yeah.
I've got his autograph, his wife's autograph.
Well, there's not many people here that's met anybody famous, is there really? There's like film stars and pop stars and sports personalities and even royalty, isn't there? What sort of position would you have to be in to meet somebody famous? Maybe the young people these days that are enthralled with the pop groups, they'll go and wait for hours and hours and hours, or even days sometimes, where they think those people might turn up.
Yeah.
You know, so there'll be massive queues, or they'll stand at the back doors of a theatre or some event thinking that maybe they might just come out of there and they'll be able to meet them. Maybe if you think about the Queen, you have to do something heroic, don't you? Or something, a special service to the country, and then you get to meet the Queen and she gives you a medal. Or people that are over 100 years old used to meet the Queen, but I think they're just still there now, don't they? But you have to do something special, don't you? Sometimes it's people get special awards from the Queen for a lifetime of service to a certain thing, don't they? And people say, yeah, well, we recognise your special service. And the Queen's going to give you a knighthood or whatever. I don't think I'm ever going to get one of those. Well, not from the Queen anyway, not unless it's Eileen. She's knighted me all the time. Now, if you wanted to meet the Queen, how would you do it? Would anybody just ring her up and say, hey, Queen, can I come round and have a cup of tea with you? Would anybody know her number? Well, there is some people that know her number. Some people that knows the number, we'll look a little bit at that later. Would you just nip round to Buckingham Palace and sort of say to one of the beef eaters or whatever, I'm just come to see the Queen, let me in. But I could imagine you would get quite an abrupt answer. Maybe we could Facebook her or tweet her, get a bit more modern. You ever tried Facebooking the Queen? I haven't. I wouldn't want to anyway, but maybe if you're into royalty, you might try that. I don't think it would work, do you? I don't think there's much access whatsoever to our Queen. It would be extremely difficult to get to meet the Queen, and it only works one way. You can only go and meet the Queen or royalty on their invitation, don't you? When they invite you, you can come and meet them. What about if you were the Queen's family? Just something for you to think about. Would that be different? You think her grandson, or Prince Philip, or Charles, would have to book an appointment with the Queen? I doubt it, because of the family, aren't they? Yeah. Something different about family. Even though it's a royal family, they're still a family. You know, and they won't have to have an appointment to see the Queen, I would have thought. Think about it, to some people the Queen He's only a wife, if you can say that. Am I allowed to say that then? He's only a wife, he's only a mother, he's only a grandmother. You know, he's only a sister or a brother. You know what I mean? That's all he is. Well, not a brother, but... Now, if you think about God, he's the king of all things. Anything that's ever been or ever will be, God is the king of them. And he has put them in position for the short spell or the reign that they have. They might not realise it, but we realise it, don't we? That God has appointed these people to do the job and put them in that place. Think about God, the King of Kings. He's eternal. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere at the same time. He's in a different ballpark than the Queen, isn't he? You know, it's a totally different level of kingship, if you like. What can we do to come into God's presence? We don't have to phone him. We don't have to email him. No, we don't have to make an appointment. It's not only by his invitation. No, we can come anytime into God's presence. It's an open invitation. Just want to read a couple of verses from a couple of Psalms, which you'll know quite well, I think. The first one is from Psalm 27, and I'm just going to read the first six verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me, to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumble and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will see, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. When King David was in trouble with his enemies, and all around him he was surrounded by enemies, what did he do? He prayed to God. I just want to read you verse 4 again of this one, because this is the one I just want to speak about. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire in his temple. David not only desired to be in God's presence, but he pursued it, he did something about it. He wanted to be in God's presence and God's house, and be able to pray and be able to talk with God. He says there all the days of his life. We know that David went wrong in certain places. God forgave him, but he was a man after God's heart, it says in the Bible. What a privilege this was and is, to be able to come into God's presence at any time. And we have the same thing in common, in a way, with the royal family. I mentioned the royal family. Anybody from the royal family can come and see the Queen. But we're also in a royal family. We can come into God's presence, the King of Kings, because we are family. We are his children. We are children of the King of Kings. That's an amazing thing. It says in the Bible that we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. It means that, you know, we're brothers and sisters with Jesus. We are family, and God loves us to talk to him and to come to him. And he says in several places in the Bible that I am your father. And he wants to be our father more than a God, more than someone that is distant, more than someone that we can only come to when he wants us, but a father, one who loves us, wants to cuddle us. What a privilege. Sometimes think that we take this for granted, don't we? As Christians, we can come into God's presence and talk to him, not just at church, not just on our knees in our bedrooms, not just in a private place, but anywhere, at any time, for the whole of our lives. Whether we're a little child, we can all just speak, you know, whether we're on death's door, We can come to God and speak to him at any time for as long as we want. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? What a privilege that is. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and inquire his temple. David wanted to be with God, David wanted to see God, and David wanted to talk with God. First of all, this morning, do we actually want to be with God? Do we actually want to see God and talk to God and come under the blessing of God? I'm going to read another psalm. This is probably the one that most people know well. If you ask someone to recite a psalm, this would probably be it. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, and your rod and the staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This psalm tells us why we are infinitely more blessed than any earthly royal family. God is our guide and safety in life's journeys. But what I really want to draw your attention to this morning is verse 5 and verse 6. Most people who go to our church know that I preached several times on verse 5 about God preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. It says that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In verse 5, what is God actually doing? Even when David's enemies were around, when our enemies are around, when David was in hard times, when hard times are upon us, God just prepares unending and overwhelming blessing for us to take. Gives us this beautiful picture of a table that is laid with everything that we could possibly need for life, and more. This table will never run out. And it caused David to say those famous four words, my cup runs over. You know, it was so full, he got so much from God that it was just overflowing, couldn't contain it, too much. More than enough blessing for any stage in his life. And God has got more than enough blessing for any stage in our life. You may not realise this, even though you've said it a lot of times, but what is the last word in Psalm 23? Forever. So not only can we be in God's presence all the days of our life, while we live on earth, every second as David has to be, but also throughout all eternity. Because this takes it a stage further, doesn't it? It says that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. No, forever and ever. The table that God lays before us, the table of God's blessing, has no beginning and it has no end. It goes on to infinity and beyond for all eternity. It will never run out. What a privilege and what a blessing and what a joy it is to be in God's presence, to live in God's presence, not just now while we're on earth, but then for eternity in heaven. No, that if you try to compare, say, an 80-year time span, on average, that people live, to eternity, yeah, you can't even see the 80 years. Eternity is forever. We can't understand it, can we? Yeah. God's blessing will bless us forever. That table is prepared forever. Can we say, as David did, that we want to dwell in God's presence all the days of our lives and throughout all eternity? The most amazing thing is that all we have to do is to ask him to be our Father, to be our Shepherd, to be our God. That's it. Once you ask him that, then he becomes our Father, doesn't he? He comes into our lives. He'll keep us on earth and in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, it's something that goes throughout all eternity. And our cups will surely run over. As David said, we'll have more than we can contain. And then we can equal people, don't we? As I call him. Amen.